coming forward and give my story and give some nuggets. In fact, today, I was preparing for this a bit yesterday afternoon and evening, and I have a mixture of different things. So I'm just going to call this my little potpourri time. Potpourri, it's a little two-cent word that means a mixture of subjects and objects, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a little bit of a mixture here. And first of all, for people that are not familiar with me, go over a real quick thumbnail sketch. I am, like Annette said, in Springfield, Illinois. However, I was born and raised up in the Chicago area. I am a baby boomer myself, born in 1948, so anybody that can do math can figure out my age. And I have been an entrepreneur at heart probably since I was in my mid-teens. Like Anita said, she's been an entrepreneur when she was 16. And yesterday I was kind of thinking about my past and putting things together, you know, for this. And I wondered, well, what is it that drives a person to be an entrepreneur? So I'm going to go over that and a few other points here, too. But I was a Vietnam-era veteran. Thankfully, I never served time in Vietnam. Went into the workplace in the mid-70s, and that taught me a whole bunch about why I did not want to be in that workplace for the typical 40-year plan, but was introduced to home-based businesses actually all the way back in 1977 when I became a part of that Big A Corporation and had 4 years with that, and that was my first taste of home-based. But I've been in and out of the home-based industry from then, 1977, until I was really forced into doing something from home full-time back in 1998. I got hooked up with my wife, Jamie, in 1996 we met, and the Lord put us together. I won't go into that right now, but he also blessed us with our son, Mark. The situation, though, is that Jamie was hit by a bus in 1987, and she had 3 months in a coma and had to learn how to speak again, how to read, and pretty much the whole thing, you know, all over. So because of Jamie's disability and our son Mark, I knew that Jamie would be able to take care of him fine initially, but once it got to the point where he could crawl, he would quickly outdistance her. And that point came in July of 1998, and that's when I left the regular job workforce and started doing ventures, from a home-based business to support the family. And during that last eight and a half years now, I have come across just literally every avenue of trying to make money, excuse me, folks, that there is available on the Internet. You named the venue, and I've probably participated in it. And as I give on my testimonies on our live workshop calls, yes, I've made some money, but mostly got a lot of aggravation, a lot of frustration from all these startup companies going down, mismanagement of companies, software problems, you name it, to take a company down, and it's happened to me. And that is exceedingly frustration, and therefore I was driven deep in debt. Well, a good friend of mine shared this wonderful activity with me, listened to the call. I got it immediately, even before Ken was done with the explanation. I, like Mark up in Canada, was nodding my head up and down, yes, 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 this is the ticket. I saw it immediately. The problem, though, is that I had zero money. I was way, way beyond zero. And so I, too, had to borrow and become creative, et cetera. And quickly in January when I first heard of this, I immediately got sick and was so sick that I couldn't take a deep breath without coughing. And therefore, I was stymied for about 3 weeks, almost four, really. And so I really didn't get going until February. And in that first month of February, to God be the glory, generated $12,000, and, you know, I'm here for life. I know what I know is out there, and I'm going to cover that a little bit here this today, too. But, again, I thank God literally every day for this activity and this family. detailed sketch of my background, and over the way, I've been in sales actually since 1977 and have had, yes, a lot of training and support, et cetera. But I got to tell you, family, for those who have not had that, you do not need a whole bunch of sales training and classes and whatnot to be able to run with this activity. I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes, too. But I started thinking yesterday, what is it that drove me, and what is it that drives every one of you that's on this line has got to have a little entrepreneurship blood in their veins to be able to come forward with this activity. And I got to thinking, what was it that did that for me? Well, in my particular case, that desire to be outside of the mainstream actually came for me when I was in high school. I remember very, very clearly that my father, who was in his mid-50s at the time, probably 53 or 54, came home from his job that he had worked for 28 years, so all of the time that I was on the earth at that time, and he looked like he got hit by a truck. And he told me that at the end of his shift, he was a foreman in a factory that made fans. At the end of the shift, the boss called everybody together and said, "I'm sorry, folks, we're going out of business. We're closing the doors, and you do not have to come back here tomorrow." And he was devastated. He was absolutely devastated. And frankly, he never recovered from that experience. My next view and desire to go towards entrepreneurship was in the mid-1970s when I was working for a steel company as a customer service rep, working behind a desk and doing a lot of paperwork, etc. And I looked around at the people who had been with the company for 30 years. In fact, I remember the time where my supervisor retired, who was then, I think, beyond 70, and the company gave him a gold watch and his pension. And I thought, well, geez, for working for the company for 40 years, that's what you get. Hmm? And 5 years later, by the way, that company failed too, went out of business, and that man lost his pension. It was gone. He had nothing else except for Social Security. Now, so I went into sales thinking that, well, there's a higher chance of money and higher dollars, so I went into sales. And that kind of yes and no. But what happened then is I went into a recruiter in the mid-1980s, and I was a recruiter, what's commonly called a headhunter, for salespeople. And the one thing that really got hammered into my head again in that recruiting in the 4 or 5 years that I was a recruiter is that there is no such thing as corporate security, because I can't count the number of people that came to me looking for a new job, who had gone through a company takeover and the new company cut their job or downsized or whatever. And again, this were people that had worked sometimes for many years for the same company. So there is no such thing as corporate security. So then I started looking at different ways that there is of making money. And basically, there's only four ways that a person can make money. Number one, what the vast, vast majority of the public does is that job, the J-O-B. And, of course, there's a lot of acronyms for that. My favorite one, working for a regular job with a regular company, is just over broke. I don't know how many people there are that just go from paycheck to paycheck or even worse. And when you talk about being in a pyramid, a regular corporation is the most excellent example of a pyramid structure, because there is just one person at the top, whether it's a chairman of the board or a chief executive officer or president of the company, whatever title it is, there's one top dog. And then maybe there's some upper management beneath him. And then maybe there's a bunch of middle management between them. And then there's a whole bunch, many cases, of workers underneath the middle management. Now, folks, what is the chances? What are the odds of a person, let's say, in a large corporation where you're working like 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 people as a receptionist? What's the chances of the receptionist becoming the chief executive officer or chairman? Slim to none. So getting a job is not easiest way is to have money that makes money. But again, the big challenge there is that usually it takes a lot of money to make some good money. And the old proverb, too, is that to get high gain means high risk. So the money that you have can be gone. But again, the main thing is you have to have a lot of money to make money. And if people are living paycheck to paycheck or worse, that is definitely not an option for them. Okay, the third option is to own a traditional business. And I know that we have many members of this family who have done that. And I know Annette's testimony, she was one of those. And the problem with owning a traditional business is, number one, it normally takes a whole bunch of capital. I know a friend of mine that owned a cleaning business. That person paid $40,000 for the right to clean other people's toilets. Isn't that something? And for a franchise, most franchises today take tens of thousands, if not into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Secondly, of course, a person is going to usually be married to that business. They're usually bigamists. They have a spouse, but they're also married to the business. And therefore, they do long, long hours. Ask again Annette, and she'll vouch for that. I bet you Annette is just nodding her head up and down like a little bobble ball right now. And then also, the risk of owning a traditional business is that statistically, 95% of all businesses, no matter what industry, but 95% of them are gone within 3 years of starting up. That means only 5% make it after 3 years. So there's a problem. And so the last area is to have a home-based venture. Now, that's what I've been doing for like the last 8 years. And again, I can tell you that the statistics show that to be in a traditional multi-level marketing company, MLM, where you're selling lotions, potions, pills, juices, you know, patches, whatever it is, again, over 95% of the people in the traditional MLM, they never make any money. Now, thankfully, I was in that upper percentile and made some, but it still wasn't enough to really do what I needed. And what happened in my case is that every time I went into an MLM-type organization, I was able to bring a few people in. Maybe one or two of them bought one or two, but the others didn't do anything. And so after a very few months, 2, 3, maybe 4 months maximum, the people got tired of paying their $80 to $150 a month or higher for the company's stuff, and they stopped their auto ship, and then everything fell apart from the bottom up. And, of course, it's a well-known fact, too, that there are many, many, many scams out there on the Internet. And people are predators or vultures. They'll put together some Internet-based thing to gobble in a bunch of unsuspecting people's money and then just disappear. And also, too, the same statistic that 95% of the new companies fail in 3 years. So, folks, it's a jungle out there. It's an absolute jungle. And I know that's all like bad news. So what's the good news? Well, the good news is that there is an alternative to everything that I just went over. And that is this particular activity. Now, why is that? Where everything else that I've gone over doesn't work. Well, here's a list of why. There's 5 reasons. Number one is there is no company to fail. This activity, this group, this fine family, is not dependent on the success or failure of a chief executive officer and an executive team. Now, yes, this family does have, quote, leadership that steps up to help and to mentor and guide the family, but it is not dependent, this activity is not dependent on any one of them. Secondly, it's not dependent on the success or failure of the next greatest, latest whiz-bang thingamabopper or juice or pill or whatever. We don't need any of that. We don't have that. Because as Kanitra says so wonderfully well, everybody understands cash. And you don't have to train somebody as to what cash can do for their situation. That's goofy. All right? It's great. It's wonderful. Okay, second main point is that there's no central clearinghouse that handles the cash. And folks, again, from experience, I can tell you that that is absolutely so vital and important, because there's no central clearinghouse where we have to send the cash to be divvied out to the person who's supposed to receive it. And the reason that's important is because, therefore, there's no one person that can get greedy and just disappear with a lot of money, which has happened to me in the past with other activities that acted in that manner. We don't have that disaster waiting to happen with this plan. Thirdly, we have the member-to-member pledge, which is, again, why this activity can be going on as long as it does. There's no central clearinghouse. One member sends his pledge directly to another member with direct contact between those two members with no middleman in between. That is a huge, huge plus. And fourth, again, I can't count how many times over the 8 years that I've gone into some company or service where they weren't all put together and the website wasn't functioning and the software wasn't functioning, or they had glitches and they had to redo it and redo it and redo it. And in the months sometimes that took, interest waned. The founders of that particular thing just ran out of money and the whole thing fell after already putting the money in. We don't have that worry here, because the software that we have that $120 annual fee for is functioning perfectly. If there are any glitches, it is taken care of immediately. And in the time that I've been doing this, there have been zero glitches. This system works flawlessly. It sends out the email to the inviter. It sends out the email to the new registrant. It sends out the emails to the people who are the beneficiaries to receive the pledge or pledges. All of that immediately, impeccably, wonderful. My hats off and kudos to the people that put that software together. And then lastly, the reason that this activity can go on and on and on and on, and why you, yes, you, absolutely brand new person on your first time on this call, the reason that this can work for you is that you do not have to have a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 30 years of training to make this happen. You have all of the tools and the resources available to you right in our back office. A person with absolutely zero experience can plug in and get training and support. That's why we say over and over again on this Hour of Power and these training calls that you don't need your inviter. Yes, if you have somebody that can mentor you, that's great. That's wonderful. But you don't have to have that, because this family, this Hour of Power, this system is the mentor to you. All you have to do is plug into it. That's why people with no college education, not even really with a high school education, can plug into this and do the system. Because like Juliana said yesterday and many times over, if it is to be, it's up to me. I am the only person that is responsible for my own success or failure. That's it. Okay, the other point I want to take is persistence pays. You have to just keep on keeping on. You cannot quit. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. And that is why this Hour of Power is absolutely so crucial, not only for the newbie, but for the veterans as well. Every day, golden nuggets are thrown out. Every day, even though I've had the experience I've had and the training I've had, every day I get something out of these calls. And if you miss the day, you never know what nugget you might have missed that can help you get your next invitation. The other reason that these training calls, this Hour of Power, is so important is to keep motivation level high. Everyone, absolutely everyone, has their own emotional fuel tank. Just like an automobile or a vehicle has a fuel tank, once you keep running and running and running, that fuel will run low. Or, for instance, like the body needs food. If you go for an extended period of time without putting more food in, you will get just burned out and burned out and burned out. You have to get refueled. Well, this Hour of Power is our refueling. It helps the refueling of our soul, which is our body, our will, and our emotions. It is absolutely crucial, folks, to keep connected with this activity and this family through these Hour of Powers. And lastly, this hour of power is so crucial because you know then that you are not alone. You really are part of a giant family. 6 days a week, you can get together. And if you get lonely on the seventh day, just dial into the rebroadcast call and get refueled again. Because there are hundreds and hundreds of people on these calls. They're not alone. Okay, and again, I said, winners never quit and quitters never win. Well, just think of some of the most successful people. Unfortunately, I didn't have the time to do the research I wanted to do to give some of these examples I'm about to give here, but it's a well-known fact that Thomas Edison went through thousands and thousands of experiments to try to find the right element that would become the filament for the electric light bulb. He literally went through thousands of experiments. Babe Ruth struck out more times than he hit home runs. I would imagine that's the same for the other people in that home run Hall of Fame. Okay, I live in Springfield, Illinois here. That is the Abraham Lincoln capital of the world. Abraham Lincoln is actually born in Kentucky. He spent some time in Indiana, but he spent most of his adult life right here in Illinois, right here in Springfield, Illinois. The only home that he owned was right here in Springfield. It's become a national treasure, a national landmark, and they actually have tours through the home that Abraham Lincoln lived in. But you see, I don't know if it's a really well-known fact that Abraham Lincoln failed and failed and failed and failed again, time and again, in his life. He had not only one, but two businesses that failed. He failed to be elected in several elections. And then, of course, he was elected the 16th president of the United States, and he's the one that steered the country through the country's darkest time during the Civil War. And everybody today, or most people, look up to Abraham Lincoln. But you see, he failed again, time and time again. Now, what would have happened if he had just given up? What would have happened if Thomas Edison had given up after the 30th try of something that would turn to be out the filament for that light bulb? What would happen if Babe Ruth just stood at home plate there with his bat on his shoulder and he never swung the bat? See? So we have to keep on keeping on. We have to keep going because winners never quit and quitters never win. So we have to keep making calls. And you never know which call it will be that will unearth that diamond. And all that rock that you dig through, you never know which call will be that golden nugget for you. And look at it this way. A sales manager back in 1977, when I first went into sales, I was in a commission-only position. And he walked us through a formula that has stayed with me for 30 years to keep me going on. And that is that every call that you make, whether it's a disconnected number, or somebody doesn't even answer the phone, or if they just plain hang up on you, every call is worth money in your pocket. How much money do you want? That's how many calls you make. Just keep going. Now look at it this way. Let's say if it takes you 500 calls to find one person that comes forward with a $3,500 pledge, one in 500 calls, you know that means that every call that you made, whether it's a disconnected number or no answer, or somebody just hangs up on you, every call is worth $7. So how many calls do you want? Just keep going. Okay? Now, how does an ant eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Make a call. One call at a time. How long? I love this one. If you ask any new mother, ask a mother that has a child that's anywhere from 6 months old to a year old, how long will your baby try to walk? And they'll look at you like, you're crazy. What do you mean, how long will my baby try to walk? He will try until he walks. And that's the attitude that we've got to do. We have got to call and call and call until get the person that says I know? Because there's hundreds and hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands in this family. Okay, two last things, and I'll end up here because I'm conscious of the time. Let me leave you with four questions to ponder. I got this from Jim Rohn, again, way back in 1977. The sales manager that I was first under showed us a series of Jim Rohn training films, motivational films. And at the end of that, he left four questions to ponder. And I've kind of doctored these a little bit to make it suit our own particular situation in our family here in this activity. But these are really important, folks. I truly, truly do want you to ponder over these questions and the answers to them. Okay, the first question is why? Why try? Why make that many calls? Why spend more time away from your family? Why do what may be uncomfortable for you to do? The answer to that first question is the second question, which is, why not? Why not see just how much you can do? See how many calls you can make, how many people that you can invite to the workshop. Why not see how many families that you can help? Why not, like the U.S. Army commercials say, why not be all that you can be? The third question is, why not you? Why not you generate $10,000 per month? Why not you generate $10,000 per week? Or dare I say it, even in one day? Yesterday, Juliana said that she received 8 packages in one day for $3,500 each. I got out my calculator and found that is $28,000, folks, in one day. Why not you? Why not you pay off your credit cards? Why not you pay off your car loan, your mortgage? Why not you own your home free and clear? Why not you take vacations that most people just wish for? I mean, the Wisconsin Dells is okay, you know. But why not on the Kona sands of Hawaii? Why not be nibbling on a croissant along the Champs-Élysées in Paris? Why not getting a nice little suntan on the Costa del Sol in Spain? Why not you? And lastly, why not now? Question number 4, why not now? Why not now, today, to set your goals, to make your dream board? Why not now? Why delay your better future any longer? Why not now start the journey of your debt-free life? Why not now begin the action that you need to take in order to leave, like the Bible says, inheritance for your children's children? Why not now? Okay, Annette, back to you.
Oh my goodness, what awesome inspiration, motivation, and just good direction. What a pleasure it is, even to have you with us and with our family and all your leadership and all of your skills that you have actually brought to the table. So we really appreciate that. I was taking some good notes. And why not you? And you can. You can too. Wow. That's what we can do with this activity. And you brought up so many outstanding highlights of why this activity is so valuable. I'm going to open up, David, if that's okay, and get some positive feedback or perhaps some questions from our family. And thank you so much for being here on your first debut. And I think we're going to put you on Fridays for the next 2 weeks. Is that
okay.
What we talked about? Sounds good. So family, you'll be part of our family for the next 2 Fridays while Juliana is away on vacation. Okay, here we go. Okay, let's go to, we've heard Johnny D had a comment, Patrick, and then we'll go from there.
Hey, David,
First of all, I just want to say welcome to the leadership of this great activity. Number two, thank you so much for helping me and my family here grow. This was a wonderful, wonderful hour of power. And just want to say thank you, and Matt, your turn.
Thank you. Yeah, David, awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah, David, awesome, and I just want to, I'm going to give you the highest compliment I think I can give you. I'm going to even listen to the rebroadcast. Awesome call. Awesome.
Thanks, Mexico,
awesome.
Phil.
Awesome. I think I'm going to record it.
Hey, David, David in San Jose.
Thank you, David. Go ahead.
Thank you. You know, the good news is this is going to be there all weekend.
Yes.
Definitely worth hearing it again and again. Thank
Amen.
You so much. Thank
I'm
you,
I'm going to listen to it again and again. Me too.
David, this is Dorian, California. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. God bless you.
David, this is Eastern North Carolina. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
David, this is South Carolina.
Go ahead, North Carolina.
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
That was so very awesome. I will be listening to your call all weekend. Such inspiration, wisdom, knowledge. Just one call. Words cannot express my gratitude. Thank you.
Wow.
David, New Mexico, Phil. Hi, Dave. From a new person who is very inspired by you. Thank you and bless you, Dave.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Hi, Dave. New Mexico, Phil.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I got a little...